all you want. Now get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the family meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis.
Swallow, John. Swallow, then speak. Coming up this hour, we've got Krista's news. We're also got John's drink of the week, and we're going to go ahead and kick things off with a local hip-hop guy that I'm loving his music right now. It's Mike Drastic and The Road right here on NWCZRadio.com.
I've been walking around in this world just trying to find where I belong. Wandering through this life, wasn't sure if I was running or headed home. All the songs I've sang, all the things I've seen, from a child into a man. It wasn't the end, it was the road I took that made me who I am. Yeah, let me get to the point, let me cut to the chase. Take a look at my face and you can see in my eyes. I don't try to hide it from you, reality and truth. Everything in my mind, I put inside of this book. Everything that I've written, from all the hate and the love, from shining in the game to being down in the mud. From the time I arrived and I was called a son, life story had begun, this was chapter one. Mom and pops always told me there was something about me. Couldn't quite tell me, but they knew that God was around me. Now I look in hindsight and I see my life. I realized that everything they felt was exactly right. Had to go through some hard times and take the pain. Bleed a lot, bruised up and stand in the rain. But no matter what happened, the devil couldn't hurt me. I guess it's coming true, I really do have a purpose. I've been walking around in this world just trying to find where I belong. Wandering through this life, wasn't sure if I was running or headed home. All the songs I've sang, all the things I've seen, from a child into a man. It wasn't the end, it was the road I took that made me who I am. Yeah, I was a prodigal son, and I lost my mind. Wandering blindly in the street with no light to find. Living on nickels and pennies, dirty dollars and dimes. Was started innocent, suffered troubles and crimes. But funny enough, all the scars I hold were lessons learned so I could turn it around tomorrow. Always say the past we want to wash away, or a lesson to bless us so we can live another day. So I flip the memories and the bad things gone. Let it be the energy that made me strong. Some of the homies seen so many things, I wouldn't wish those memories on my worst enemies. Some choices made, our own mistakes, and some things just happen with no instigation. And it ain't the outcome that decide minds, it's the choices I made as I roll life's lines. Come on. I've been walking around in this world just trying to find where I belong. Wandering through this life, wasn't sure if I was running or headed home. All the songs I've sang, all the things I've seen, from a child into a man. It wasn't the end, it was the road I took that made me who I am. Yeah, it ain't the finish line where you gonna find you. It's the miles behind you that really define it. It ain't the finish line where you gonna find you. It's the miles behind you that really define it. It ain't the finish line where you gonna find you. It's the miles behind you that really define it. It ain't the finish line where you gonna find you. It's the miles behind you that really define you. I've been walking around in this world just trying to find where I belong. Wandering through this life, wasn't sure if I was running or headed home. All the songs I've sang, all the things I've seen, from a child into a man. It wasn't the end, it was the road I took that made me who I am.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Mike Drastic with The Road. We need to work on our communication with our producer because
she's your wife. I think that's an issue you two need to take up together alone.
I thought we worked on that when we went to marriage counseling before we got married and all that, but it doesn't seem to be working.
Maybe just a little refresher course.
Yeah, maybe. That, like I said, that was Mike Drastic, The Road. I wanna thank Jay Random for turning me on to that guy, because his music is just, it's killing it right now. And I know you saw some of his stuff on YouTube, John.
I just realized that it is...
It's dinner time, apparently, because John...
I just realized that you eat really loud when you have headphones on. You can, like, you can hear...
You eat really loud.
You can hear yourself chew, and it's quite a different experience.
Thanks. Thanks for your input.
I'm going to go back to eating now.
Okay, yeah, you go finish. I'll talk. You finish eating your dinner. All right. We've been off the air for a couple of weeks because of the holiday. We all took some time off, and we didn't do the show last week, but I just want to kind of run over some of the stuff I did over the last couple of weeks. On Easter Sunday, Becca actually sang the national anthem at the Rainiers game, so we went down and we watched the Rainiers. Unfortunately, they got their asses beat like 8-2. So that part wasn't fun, but Becca did a really good job on the national anthem, so that it was fun, but it sucked that the Rainiers got their asses beat. After that, we went and hung out at the Mandolin Cafe up there in Tacoma. It's like on Proctor.
I don't know. I've never been
close
there.
Close to Proctor. They do an open mic night on Sunday nights, and Becca wanted to go perform, and there was a lot of talented people performing at that place that night. It was really cool, and I got to meet Jeff Ross, who is actually sitting in on the aquarium right after us. So that was the first time I really got to meet him.
Did you... perform for open mic night?
I did not. No, it was a singer-songwriter thing, not a gong show.
Ah.
So I just kept my ass in my seat and just clapped. And actually, for some of it, I was reading, because I was telling you I bought a book. I'm not a big reader. I read more than John.
That doesn't take much.
Yeah. You know. So I'm not a big reader, but I bought a book, and I couldn't put the damn thing down. I just devoured this book. And I was actually just sitting at home reading instead of coming home and turning on the TV, which is unheard of for me.
Oh, Jason's growing up.
I know, right?
And then you took the book to the open mic night?
I had it with me when we were there.
Was it in your purse?
That takes reading to a whole other level.
People actually carry books around. They're not ashamed of it, John. It's not like you have to hide a book.
Most people in a social setting don't sit down and read.
Yeah, not to bars and open mic nights.
Well, we got there like an hour early because we left right from the Rainiers game, and Becca was off.
So you took a book to a Rainiers game. You're that fucking guy?
I had it in the car.
I keep my Kindle with me everywhere.
I keep books in my car. So we get to the bar early. Becca's off talking to the other performers that are going to be performing at the open mic and making contacts and talking to people. So I sat at the table. I drank my coffee. It's a freaking coffee shop. And you cannot tell me you don't see people at a coffee shop reading books and working on computers.
On one hand, I'm with you, and on one hand, I'm not, because I take my Kindle everywhere, but you don't see me at pool league sitting around reading it.
I've seen you read your Kindle. I've seen you read books at the bar on tournament weekends.
I've taken them, because sometimes you people are not that interesting. But I usually don't read them because I feel like it's rude.
So anyways... The book I was reading was Duff McKagan's autobiography called It's So Easy and Other Lies. If you're interested in the Seattle music and LA music and whatever was going on in the 80s, it's an amazing book that shows him going from growing up here in Seattle, becoming he hates the word rock star, but becoming a huge musician, and all the trials and tribulations that he went through, and the becoming an addict and getting clean. And it's actually a really good story. And surprisingly, he's an amazing writer. He actually writes for the Wall Street. Well, he wrote for the Wall Street Journal. He writes for Playboy, and he also writes for the Seattle Weekly. And a lot of people don't realize he's local, that he grew up here in Seattle. But the book was just amazing. I wanted to mention on Wednesday, and you guys, like, you didn't just put me on blast. You guys are really going to give me shit for this.
Oh, I'm sure.
Wednesday, I went out for dinner with some friends before pool league. Our cousin Rob, I went and hung out with him.
That was not a fart. I was adjusting. Exactly. I was adjusting my mic stand.
Over there eating, and all of a sudden, eating something in a tortilla, and then all of a sudden, you just let something drop. And our friend, S. Arthur Martin. We were sitting down at Five Guys, and you got two guys that are either in their 40s or close to 40, and a guy in his early to mid 30s. Man, you are just one gassy son of a bitch tonight. So you got three guys. Two guys close to 40, one guy in his early 30s, early to mid 30s, and we were sitting around talking about the social merits of the Hunger Games. And I realized exactly how...
Now everyone out there knows what kind of person you are.
I know. I realized exactly how dorky and how bitchy we must have seemed talking about a book that's written for teenage girls. I haven't read the book. We went and saw the movie. The movie is really good.
Do you plan on reading the book now because you're a big reader? You plan on reading the book now?
I do want to read the book because the movie was so good it actually makes me want to go back and read the book. And I've got a friend. His wife read the book. Loved it. Drug him to the movie. He hated the movie because of how violent it was with these kids killing other kids.
But there's a silver lining. He loved the book, didn't he?
No, he didn't read the book.
The book is, like, I think maybe even a little more violent than the movie was.
But he can't believe that people are letting their kids read this horrible story about with all this violence and everything. And this is a guy that we met at church.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling Becca this whole story about this guy complaining about how violent the book is.
Has he watched a cartoon lately?
Well, like Becca said, has he not read the Bible? The Bible is a pretty violent story, and there's a lot of shit going on in the Bible that just really isn't... you wouldn't want your kids reading, but people take their kids to church every week.
But the Bible wasn't necessarily written for children either.
Yeah, go ahead and let your kid read a Bible. He won't even know it. He won't even understand it.
But I thought that was a very good point that Becker brought up, that he's complaining about this book, but yet he sits there and talks about how important the Bible is. What else did I have going on in the last... I saw the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in my life the last week.
This must have been good.
I saw, because I've seen some disturbing shit. I saw two dudes on a crotch rocket. Now, you got to get real freaking close to the guy in front of you. And it looked like they were, humping each other because of how the crotch rockets are designed. It was the most disturbing thing I'd ever seen in my life.
How'd you know it wasn't just a manly bitch on the back?
There's no way this was a bitch. If it was, that guy's got other issues besides just letting his buddy ride on the back of his bike.
Had helmets on, right?
Yeah. But
at least they were safety conscious.
I'm just saying.
Sometimes you might just need to ride somewhere.
Take a cab. Get on a bus. But, I mean, it was really bitchy. That's all I'm saying. Two dudes on a crotch rocket is disturbing.
Would it have been bad if it was two girls on a crotch rocket?
No.
That's stupid.
Because you're not... All right.
you think he stuck his dick in the dude's ass like a seatbelt?
How the hell do you think he stayed on? That was a safety mechanism to keep him on. They weren't wearing pants. I think that's what made it more disturbing.
Was it a Vespa?
I think that takes it to a whole other level. Where were you at? Where people are naked bike riding?
Up in Fremont.
Oh, okay.
Was it a Vespa? Was it the second guy sitting on the handlebars?
No, they were sitting in the seats. It was disturbing. I still can't get the image out of my head, and I wanted to make sure you guys all had it stuck in yours, too. I want to mention one thing that's going on.
What's stuck in my head is you standing on the side of the road just being super homophobic.
I was driving down the road, I'll have you know. That's the part that I'm gonna complain about, that I wasn't standing on the side of the road. I want to mention that there's a benefit going on at Haley's and Tony V's up in Everett on the 22nd, next Sunday. It's for Injun Joe, the sound guy at those two bars. They say his partner, but it's a woman that he was with for like 20 years, so it was his freaking wife. She passed away a couple weeks ago, and they're doing a benefit to try and raise some money to help him and their daughter out. And if you get a chance, there's going to be music going from pretty much 2 o'clock in the afternoon until closing time, and that's at Haley's and Tony V's Garage up in Everett. So if you get a chance and you want to check out some really good hard rock, go check out that show. And that's about all I've had going on over the last couple of weeks, other than playing. It seems like I've played a lot more pool than I've been playing recently. But, and it just...
Probably not, because it's kind of on a schedule.
Well, no, it seemed like... I don't know, it just seemed
we
like...
We play every Wednesday and Sunday on a schedule.
Well, actually, I played on Monday this week.
Is that on a schedule?
No, it was a makeup match.
Oh, so then, yes.
It was a reschedule.
It was a reschedule. So what'd you do, Johnny? I think we kind of all know what Krista did. So
I went and saw The Hunger Games.
Oh, you did?
I took my boyfriend to see it, and they have a Twilight preview before it starts. And he looked at me like, I'm going to kill you when we get out of here. And I just turned and said, I went and saw Star Trek. And that was the end of that conversation. But he actually did like the movie.
The movie was really good. And they had some horrible previews before that movie. Because the Twilight, which I thought that shit was over. I didn't think there were going to be any more of those movies. The one, did they have the Abraham Lincoln preview at the one you went and saw?
I just stared at the screen mindlessly, spacing out during the previews because none of them interested me. I can't remember anything except
she
that Twilight one, and that's
she was sitting there reading
a
Kindle during the previews.
Okay, so there's this new movie coming out, and Tim Burton's producing it. It starts out at
and Johnny Depp is playing Abraham Lincoln.
No, Johnny Depp's not in this movie. That's what that caught me off guard. But I think he read the script. That's why he didn't want to be in it.
He's never turned anything down.
That's a good
point.
Come
on, Jason. Edward Scissorhands.
he read the script of Edward Scissorhands and goes, yeah, that's
good. I've got to be that guy.
But it starts out, and there's a biopic of Abraham Lincoln that's coming out that I'm really excited to see, and I thought this was going to be it. And it starts out like showing him during the Civil War and all that. And I'm like, oh, right on, this is it. And he goes, but they don't know about my dark past. And I'm like, what in the hell is this? And all of a sudden it turns into like this Matrix film, and it's called Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Awesome.
They're trying to get kids into history.
I hope they make it in 3D. I'm going to go, I'd see that.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's not going to be in 3D, because it shows him like chopping trees down with one swing of an axe. He's running down this alleyway, and he runs up the wall like and does triple kicks on these vampires. It looks like
sounds
the biggest
awesome.
That's where John's going to learn history
Holy
from.
Holy shit. All right. Back to you, John.
Chris, I didn't want to drag you to some other movie, Thor or some.
You guys went and saw Thor, and I went and saw some chick flick.
Oh, that's right.
That.
You went and saw a different movie that time. We went to the movies, and me and Chris's boyfriend went and saw Thor, and Krista went and saw a different movie, and her movie ended like 10 minutes after ours, so we just had to wait for her. So that's how we went to the movies together. Went and saw different movies.
Wow.
You can't really talk when you're in the movies anyway. And I was like, "What's
well,
go to the movies
but
tonight, guys?"
You turn out being a real asshole if you do.
No, we drug you to some hero movie. It was.
I've seen a lot of movies that I had no interest in seeing, and a lot of them weren't nearly as bad as I expected them to be.
Thor was actually a really good movie.
Yeah, I don't know because I didn't go see that one.
I
drew the line.
Thor. I can imagine it was something like Captain America or Super 8 or something like that they drug you to.
No, I saw Super 8 by myself.
Good movie.
And I know for sure I didn't see Captain America.
Super 8 was a good movie up until the last like 10 minutes. The last 10 or 15 minutes of Super 8, it was almost like they were like, okay, guys, our budget's down to $200. Finish this shit up. You know, he was just in a tunnel.
You could almost hear him tapping his watch.
Yeah.
like we're running out of time. Let's
put the kid in the tunnel. Okay, he touches the alien. Okay, it's done.
And for those of you that
haven't
seen
alert.
It.
Spoiler alert.
Like, hey, the movie came out like a year and a half ago. If you really wanted to see it, they would have seen it by now.
You would think so.
I had spring break, and I was poor as shit. So I really didn't do much. I just sat around on Facebook, and this really irritates me, though. I almost unfriended a family member because of this.
Oh, shit. Here it comes. It was probably me.
No. It's people that post, like, really sad shit on Facebook. Like, you know, like the dog commercial comes on the TV?
Yeah.
So people that post shit like, you know, like beaten dogs and, like, starving babies and shit. Like, I don't think that's the meaty. I don't think that's where you should be, like.
Medium is the word you're
You know, repping
for,
your cause there for that.
Yeah.
So I was drunk one night and somebody posted up a little Ethiopian baby in the desert starving. You know, like you see like every bone in there. You can see ligaments. You know what I mean? And
you were looking at that picture way too close.
And so like I commented that maybe they should move out the desert. Right. And then I looked at it, but I was like, I didn't press enter yet. And I was like, that's a real asshole comment. Like somebody's. Like, I'm going to get some shit over that. I was like, fuck it. Click. And just sent it. And so this lady, I just got a whole bunch of shit about it, right? Obviously.
Yeah.
And this guy said, he replied, you know, they lived in the desert for thousands of years, and it was only the last 200 years when after the white people came and stole all their resources that they're starving to death. And I was like, so I commented back, right? I was like, all those damn mean-ass white people. They come and stealing all their land, and hopefully their 200-year drought clears up soon. They're not going to move in 200 years, and so I posted that. And some people came back and like, do you just want to sound like an asshole?
Pretty much, yeah.
Little do they know you do.
So I replied like, it's not that I don't care about like starving children. I'm not like a complete asshole. But
I'm glad you at least you'll note that you're not a complete asshole.
Yes, I mean yes, like starving children make me sad. but I tend not to think about it because I don't want to be sad. I want to be a happy person. And
How's that working out for you?
I told these people you need to pick your battles, right? This lady started complaining because this was right around when like Peyton Manning signed his big contract, and she was like, "How come Peyton Manning gets paid all this money?" She didn't know his name. How come that guy that just signed that big contract for the football doesn't donate it? And I was like, well, actually, you know, most athletes do donate a lot of money, and the NFL donates a lot of money also.
And time.
And she's like, well, obviously not enough. And I'm like, you need to pick your battles. Are you really going to, like, attack, like, you sitting there in your chair are going to attack, like, world hunger? Like, what the fuck are you doing to cure world hunger?
You don't think
hunger?
Liking that Facebook post was going to do it?
Yeah, like she's, like, the front line of curing world hunger. Like, why don't you go
are
for...
Are you in your kitchen baking a goddamn pie for these people? Shut up!
Yeah, why don't you attack world peace after that? And then maybe after that you can stop bullying, because those commercials are fucking stupid, too. You're never going to stop bullying. It's just irritates me that people, like, really... I mean, obviously somebody has to care about it, right? And somebody has to send their 18 cents a month to save some children, but it just irritates me that people...
Clearly it won't be
John. Cup of coffee.
That people, like, pick their... You know, just like... Choose something you can win. You know what I mean? I like to win shit. I'm not gonna go attack world hunger because it's.
People been hungry for a long time.
Yeah, it's not like
going back to the Bible. There were hungry people in the Bible.
And it's not like you're gonna like go to one little desert land and feed those people and it's gonna be done. No, there's people all over the world. You know what I mean? I don't know what kind of the last photo that I almost unfriended somebody, but it's really like I got my finger on the button ready to delete people when I see shit like that. I just don't think that's where they need to be trying to fix shit on.
So I think you and I unfriended a guy, the same guy, John, because he kept putting sad stuff up there. And one day John's like, I'm just not looking at Facebook to be sad. He's like, that guy's not my friend anymore.
Unfriend.
Like, here's my battle. I hate it when people take left-hand turns into the right-hand lane.
Yeah, you do. You complain about that all the time.
like I'm not the best driver. But when you take a left-hand turn, you're supposed to take a left-hand turn into the closest lane to you.
I'm trying to picture.
So you're talking about taking a left into the outside lane.
You're taking a left-hand turn
lane.
Into a two-lane road. Right?
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
People always shoot right into the outside lane.
Yeah.
If somebody's taking a right-hand turn there, they should be able to take a right-hand turn when somebody's taking a left-hand turn.
Oh man, you'd hate me. I'm notorious for
everybody
that.
Does it. I think I'm the only person who knows how to fucking drive in this state. But
maybe it's the opposite.
Yeah.
But that irritates me.
I gotta be in that other lane, so I'm just gonna cut out the middleman of.
So instead of curing world hunger, right now I'm gonna cure at least 30 people. I've turned
you
into
think
the
that
outside
many
lane.
People are listening right now.
When you take a left-hand turn, the closest lane possible is where you turn into. And then you turn on your right blinker, and then you change lanes.
Oh,
that's how that works.
Most cars don't even have blinkers anymore, I don't think, because nobody uses them. That's my big pet peeve, is not using your goddamn blinker.
They're all worn out from being left on while people aren't changing lanes.
It's, you know, the blinkers are... I learned not to use my blinker because I was a semi-truck driver, and... When you use
them. Whoa. I would think that you would need to use your blinker if you're a semi-truck driver.
You would think so.
How many semi-trucks do you let in front of you?
Yes. If you saw a semi-truck with a blinker on, are you going to be like, oh, yeah, sure. Just come on, move it on over, sir. Fuck no, you're going to speed up and not let them over. And that's what everybody does.
I don't know if it's because you were a semi-truck driver or not, but I actually let a lot of drivers in. If I see a semi-truck driver needing to get over, I'll back off and let him get in. I won't try and pass him.
Well, nobody else does.
I know nobody else does, and I think that's why I do it, because I see all those other dickheads doing exactly what you're talking about, where they just get on it and try and pass the guy.
I get so mad sometimes. I don't like NASCAR, but I'll get up under somebody and put him in the wall. I think that's our producer telling us we need to move on to the next segment. So after my Facebook rant, Chris, I don't remember exactly what else I was going
to
talk about.
Didn't you two go to a concert or a show or something?
Oh yeah, and I guess I told everybody that we were going to have a review of it. I got all sidetracked. I got all flustered when you guys started making fun of me for reading.
You should be used to that.
We John and I went down Friday night to Louis G's for Sweatbox Entertainment Presents a Slice of Hip Hop. The first band was Warrior Music, and what was the name of the Samoan Warrior
Tribe?
I'm gonna put you on blast because I got no idea.
I'm gonna say it, and then you can Google it or something and try and figure out what it is. It was like a Kalakakua?
Kamakakua? It was a bunch of Samoans in like Samoan garb doing warrior dances is what it started out as. And these guys start doing their warrior dances, screaming, stomping. And I'm sitting there thinking, what in the hell did I just pay $5 to see? Because I thought I was coming to a hip-hop show. And they did that for the first song, and then they left the stage. And they came back later, and they did it some more, but they were actually wearing like jeans and T-shirts later on when they came back. But warrior music was, they were actually pretty good. I was, and the Brake Lights performed. And those
the rapper for warrior music, he slowed it down. He had that like that one little R&B song.
Yeah,
but he got quick too.
Yeah, he was Twista flowing.
Yeah, that dude could rap. He got quick. The Brake Lights were pretty cool. They had a guitar there, and it was a rap group with a guitar. And the dude had an equalizer on there. He was like scratching with the guitar.
Yeah,
It was almost like he was scratching records with the guitar. That was pretty awesome.
I want to say it was a drum pad that he recorded his guitar into.
There was another dude with a drum pad on the other side of the stage.
Yeah, yeah, because they had their DJ, they had a keyboard player, and they had a guitar player. And actually, that's another band that Jay Random got me hooked on. He sent me the YouTube link to one of their videos, and he's like, "You got to check these guys out too." And they just killed it. I mean, their music's tight. The guy can flow. Their hype guy is just awesome. He's dancing around and. The Brake Lights are great, and I guess they're playing a show on the 5th at the Crocodile if you want to go check them out. But the guy, the man there was Mr. Vaughn. And that guy, I'm a big guy, and I know how hot it gets up on stage, and I don't know how the hell he made it look so freaking easy being a big guy up there under those hot lights, and he just slayed that set.
It was hot as hell in there. I know it was Sweatbox Entertainment. They were trying to make that bitch a sweatbox. It was hot. And I was over at the bar, obviously, trying to, and I was by the exit door, so I was like, I cracked the exit door open, and somebody walked up and gave me this like sly ass like look and like slammed the door. I was like, really? Like, what, are you cold? You need to go get a coat? It's like 95 degrees in here.
Yeah, it was hotter than hell in there.
But it is a pizzeria. I mean, they were cooking pizzas the whole time. And
Louis does up a damn good pizza. And I felt like an asshole because I was eating it in front of Becca. Because she can't have any dairy products.
Then you feel like an asshole every time you eat something, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Because I put dairy on everything. All right,
so you want your shit to taste good.
We kind of chopped into you. What'd you have going on, Krista?
That's really all I did. Okay. I played some pool, won some matches, lost some matches. I beat the guy that John lost to in the Uggs, so I avenged Johnny's loss.
Yep, the dude, the homeless dude that beat me in the Ugg boots.
Yeah,
yeah. Krista beat him. That was good. That was good.
At least somebody in the family can beat a dude in Uggs. All right, we're going to get back into the music because our producer's about to start smacking us around. We've got Mr. Vaughn coming up with I Love It right here on The Family Meeting. Because I like it.
So what you really know, your boy spit that Millie flow. Hardliner, here we go, spit it, now we getting dope. Enough of your corny raps, Hall of Fame quarterback. Last shot, I'm taking that champ, bringing the trophy back. Flossing on every verse, I'm Kobe Bryant doing work. Hit him where it really hurts, fake niggas in mini skirts. Through all your sideline hate, we still go hard. Me and my ghetto cohorts, exposing those with no heart. Master the flow chart, music equal to Mozart. I'm Rory engine revving, you niggas pushing the go-kart. The whip and my chick, both come with the top off. Wishing niggas would pop off, so I can knock they block off. These niggas even talk soft, me harder than rock salt. Itching to let the Glock off, call my niggas like Zoloft. But I'm the stress relief, you niggas ain't ready to beef. So find a words, lesson learned, or we running the streets. So hands up if you stacking them grands up.
Cause I like it, and I love it.
Cause when you party with me, you know the bottles is free.
Cause I like it, yes I love it.
So hands up if you stacking them grands up.
Cause I like it, and I love it.
Cause when you party with me, you know the bottles is free.
Cause I like it, yes I love it.
My flow cold as the Russian winter. Half saint, half sinner. Certified blue chipper, strong arming new niggas. Lyrical thoroughbred, spirit of an older head. Slaughter a few good men, call it a code red. You out of bounds, now it's time to shut it down. Got you ducking semi rounds, keep shooters in every town. You niggas cartoon funny. We stacking A-Rap money. I'm Hugh Hef, pippin' these Playboy bunnies. And plus, I keep a Muay Thai clinch on the game. Yo mouth, the last place I wanna see my name. Flow potent, raw cane. Ain't no stepping on this, cause my flow is the propane and you the barbecue, bitch. Guess what? It's grill time. Through the hate, I still shine. What you know are hard times. Feel the struggle in my rhyme. Hollering, give me mine. Real niggas gon' holler back. Flow sweeter than Similac. I'm the reason you niggas rap. So hands up if you stacking them grands up.
Cause I like it and I love it.
Cause when you party with me, you know the bottles is free.
Cause I like it, yes I love it.
So hands up if you stacking them grands up.
Cause I like it and I love it.
Cause when you party with me, you know the bottles is free.
Cause I like it, yes I love it.
So put your drinks high and let your man know. Cause everywhere the fam go, corks fly, sham flow. So put your drinks high and let your man know. Cause everywhere the fam go, corks fly, sham flow. So put your drinks high and let your man know. Cause everywhere the fam go, corks fly, sham flow. Put your drinks high and let your man know. Cause everywhere the fam go, corks fly, sham flow. So hands up if you stacking them grands up.
Cause I like it and I love it.
Cause when you party with me, you know the bottles is free.
Cause I like it, yes I love it.
So hands up if you stacking them grands up.
Cause I like it, and I love it.
Cause when you party with me, you know the bottles is free.
Cause I like it, yes I love it.
So hands up if you stacking them grands up.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Mr. Vaughn with I Love It.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
Well, hello, everyone. It's time for some news. Very informative, I'm sure. There was a man in Tennessee that had a 9-hour layover on his bus ride. So during that 9 hours, he decided to make the most of his time and commit 11 felonies.
Why does it not surprise me that this guy was on a bus ride and not on a 9-hour layover for a plane?
He was probably running from some shit. you run from shit on buses. You don't run from shit on planes.
Exactly. Not a whole lot of Homeland Security at the bus station.
He began his crime spree by breaking into a local slaughterhouse and stealing a stun gun, a revolver, and a shotgun. He fired shots
That's
inside the place.
That's some shit right there, going after a stun gun.
He stole a t-shirt.
What's a shotgun ammo and the revolver ammo's out? You gotta have something to...
He stole a t-shirt from the slaughterhouse. I don't have any idea what it said on it.
Hopefully it didn't say, like, Jimmy Beam Slaughterhouse, and I got... That's where I got my shotguns and shit, too.
Then he burnt that building down, set it on fire. After that, he went to
no joke.
He went to a local bar. He robbed 4 people at gunpoint. I'm assuming revolver point, not taser point.
Shotgun point.
He tased one guy and pistol whipped another. He took off with their money and their credit cards. He carjacked a cab, went to Walmart, used his stolen credit cards to buy $200 worth of stuff at Walmart.
How's he going to fit all that on a bus?
He's got a stolen cab now.
He carjacked somebody. He's got transportation.
Then he broke into a law office and trashed it. He defecated on a desk and smeared feces on several of their framed law degrees.
This guy has issues. I think he has issues with lawyers.
Then he went to a hotel, pretended to be a female housekeeper, and knocked on several hotel room doors.
That's actually a good plot right there. Breaking in there and shitting all over everything. Because now he can say I'm crazy, like especially when he.
But the problem is,
especially when he
DNA
calls
DNA everywhere now.
Especially when he calls that attorney and asks him for legal advice when he's in jail.
Well, when he went to the hotel. He got a Canadian couple to open the door.
Big shock there.
Yeah,
they're too freaking nice. They'll do anything you ask them to.
He demanded cash from them, and the couple has said that he was crying while he was demanding this money. So, I think he was probably a little crazy. When he left the hotel, he got a new shaved hairdo, got into the cab he had stolen and crashed it. So a couple hours later, he went and held another cab driver at knife point and carjacked that cab. They eventually found him at about midnight.
He did all this shit in 9 hours?
Yeah, he was hiding in a water cooling vat submerged in water up to his nose.
Wow.
He didn't think this shit through.
What, you don't think that sounds like a solid game plan?
Everything up until the water treatment plant there at the end, everything sounded solid.
A black, white, Mexi, or Jew.
I can't play because I saw the picture, but I would have guessed what the guy was on that one. Anyways.
Oh no, there's so much it's just so much randomness, just random shit just happened.
That right there is your clue, though, because if you think about it, blacks and Mexis know how to commit crimes.
I liked how he kind of he used all of his tools. You know, he broke a he stole a taser, a pistol, and a shotgun, and he robbed those dudes at gunpoint. He pistol whipped him and he tased him. He's like, hey, by the way, I got this shit too. Zizat. You think I just brought a pistol?
Yeah, I don't know where
like,
you got the knife.
Give me your credit card. I'm going
to
go spend
to an arsenal fight.
I'm going
to
go spend $200 at Walmart.
What did he buy at Walmart? Does it say here? Let's see.
How did he tell the cab driver, like, hey, did he steal the cab? Or
yeah,
did
he carjacked the
he
guy.
He carjacked
the cab.
And just park that cab at Walmart. I don't know. I think like that would be tough for me to like park a cab at Walmart and then just get out like and expect my cab to be there.
What, you think people would be beating it down on the way and rocking the cab like a riot trying to get a ride home?
No, it's just, it'd just be awkward to drive around in a cab, I think.
Without people flagging you down looking for a ride?
Okay.
It'd be funnier if he would have picked people up, like contact dispatch. Hey, dispatch, this is a cab number 7925.
I think the people that cash. Did interact with him are pretty happy he didn't.
And then just start tasing people. That's what I would have done, so you could say you're crazy. Say you're insane when you get arrested.
I think he could already say that.
I think you've already put more thought into this than this guy did.
I go to the police station with my taser and be like, anybody need a cab? And then you could really say you're fucking crazy. Let me go again. It's funny because they'd let that guy go if he was crazy. After you did all that shit.
That's true. That's true. Man, John's on a political rant today. That's the most political I've ever heard you is in these last two segments.
No, man, I got that off movies and shit. That's, I don't even know if it's true.
So now we know where John gets his political views. Well, he knows where he gets all
if
of his legal.
If you don't catch it on The Daily Show, he'll catch it on a movie.
Most of that came from Gone in 30 Seconds. 30 Seconds or Less.
30 Minutes or Less.
30 Minutes or Less, yes.
With 30 Seconds or Less is a completely different film.
We're going to go on to some foreign news now. We're done with that topic. So Titanic 3D came out because, yay, it's the 100th anniversary of Titanic. And we all know that crazy people are taking Titanic memorial cruises and stuff. Which, by the way, the
That's
Titanic
a horrible
memorial
idea.
Cruise, they got diverted. They had to change their path because of bad weather. Imagine that, the Titanic cruise can't just take the same path at the same time of year. But anyway, enough about that.
Yeah, I went and saw that movie because I thought there was no way in hell they'd hit the iceberg again.
Yeah, didn't they learn anything?
Yeah.
It's in 3D, too. You think people see the iceberg.
So in China, it came out in 3D, but they're censoring it. Because in the part where...
Are they making it good?
He draws a picture of her and she's laying there naked on that couch thing. They changed it so you can only see her from the neck up. So you can't see her breasts or anything.
And that was the only redeeming part of that film was the fact that you got to see Kate Winslet's...
Titties. Say titties, Jason.
My wife produces this show. I ain't saying that.
Officials in China say that considering the vivid 3D effects, we fear that viewers may reach out their hands for a touch and thus interrupt other people's viewing.
I've seen 3D movies and I have yet to reach out for stuff coming at me.
A Chinese man on an internet forum said, and this is a quote, I've been waiting almost 15 years and not for the 3D icebergs.
I was telling Krista that, I can't think of the guy's name. He's a science guy. His name's Tyrone. I know the look Jason just gave me. No, but he's like, he speaks at TED all the time. And, anyway, he made them redo the Titanic. When they redid the Titanic, he sent them and told them that they messed up because the stars in the sky were incorrect.
Yeah,
for
I read that.
When the ship was going down, the stars, they wouldn't have been like that at that time of the year.
Yeah, because they show like her view and she's laying on the board in the ocean looking up at the sky and it's not right.
Yeah,
so they did change that for Titanic 3D.
So they changed it in Titanic 3D. So it is the star line will be correct. When you see that movie.
Because everybody is still alive that survived that anyways. I don't think anybody's still alive.
Yeah, there are. There's a couple people.
Are there still surviving? Yeah, but shit, well, they would have had to have been like infants.
If you survived Titanic, I don't care if you're 4 years old, that you survived Titanic.
But it's the 100th anniversary. You just said they'd be like 104.
They could be.
Okay, we've got people in the studio shaking their head. There's no way in hell.
So... Our next story is about the internet. We all know about the internet. And they did a study to find out what would people give up for the internet.
What would you give up for the internet?
John, that was you.
I don't know. Internet's important.
All right, 84%.
I get most of my information on the internet. I can't give up shit on.
84% would ditch their GPS. Which
I'd give away a GPS. I know
that's
where I'm
going. That's a given. Go to Google Maps.
Yeah, you got the internet.
You got the internet. You got your GPS.
83% would give up fast food.
I couldn't do it. I could try. I'll tell you I'd give up fast food for the internet, but the shit ain't going to last.
77% say they would give up chocolate.
I could give up chocolate in a heartbeat. I'm not a big chocolate fan.
Yeah.
73% would skip alcohol. No alcohol for the internet.
Nope, I'd be in the dark ages.
43% would quit exercising.
I'd be drunk in a cave.
I've already done that one.
That's most of the people on the internet.
21% say they would stop having sex for the internet. 10%.
There's a lot of different ways to go with that stat. Most of the guys on the internet weren't getting laid to begin with. It's
That's not what everyone uses the internet for, Jason.
That's what it's a big market.
It's a big portion of the internet.
10% would give up their car, which I think is people who don't have cars anyway.
Yeah, I think that's mostly like East Coast people that don't drive anyways. They're like, oh yeah, I'd give up my car. Well, you never drive the damn thing anyways.
7% would give up.
Could be Ethiopians. They don't.
7% would give up showering.
Once again, most people that spend a lot of time on the internet probably don't shower anyhow.
But in England, 17% would give up showering.
Yeah, surprised. And 100% give up brushing their teeth for the internet. I think they've already done that.
That's kind of like me and the exercise thing. Yeah, sure, I'll give that up.
I'll quit shaving my armpits for the internet. Okay, they did that shit too.
So, that's the French one. When they ask people in France, they'd...
That's just a few of the things people decided that they were willing to give up for internet access.
I would give up being nice to people for the internet.
Already trying to get...
So John's willing to give up chocolate, being nice, and exercising?
Just give me a bottle.
Apparently, John doesn't have the internet at his house, and he's trying to score it right now.
In an Ethernet connection.
All right, so then the next last thing we have here is a Craigslist ad. Jason says that he... Not knows this woman, of course, but can picture this happening. A woman at a Motorhead Megadeth concert put an ad on Craigslist. It's now in the best of if you want to go check it out yourself. In the Miss Connections, was it?
I think so.
And she's looking for the father of her child. She describes herself as blue hair with a silver tube top and knee-high black biker boots. And she says, did you happen to raw dog this nice lady in the bathroom during the show?
And the guy's not responding because he's like, nah, man, I raw dogged a prostitute.
So then at the end, it just
no
says,
nice lady.
Anyway, I'm pregnant. It's yours. Contact me if you want to be part of your child's life.
Yeah, these two people apparently met in the pit at a Motorhead show. Apparently they met in the pit at a Motorhead show. She was grinding on him, liked him so much that they went in the bathroom at the venue. And she let him raw dog her, and she got knocked up. And she's looking for the dude on Craigslist. I've been to a lot of Motorhead shows, and most of the chicks there could beat your ass. And there, I can't think of... I've never been at a Motorhead show and said, dude, check that hot chick out. Because there typically aren't a whole lot of them at a Motorhead show.
I just think it's sad for this child. He's already doomed, and he's not even born yet. Our free intern just gave me a note here that the last Titanic survivor died in 2009. So that was not that long ago.
No,
I think I heard that. It was on The Daily Show. That's the kind of news you hear on The Daily Show.
That's true. All right, so that's all the news we got?
That's all the news we're going to talk about.
All right, we're gonna jump back into the music. We're going to go into the vault for this one. Going back to 1991, this is Held Under with Cross the Bear right here on The Family Meeting.
We'll be right back.
Family Meeting on NWCZradio.com. I get it. It's time for what should be an intervention. John's drink of the week.
So, sometime during last week, I got really drunk on Bacardi and Cokes, and I was hungover the next day. I had to shoot pool, and so I went to pool, and I had that neck headache. Do you know what I'm talking?
I don't drink.
I know what you're talking about.
Like, you get drunk, and you just sleep wrong, and...
I'm sober.
Yeah,
and
you have like
sleep
a, you have like a headache that starts in the base of your neck.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I was like, I'd get rid of that. So, but I didn't want to drink rum and coke because it was like still in the back of my mouth. Not really, but it was like in, you know.
It was coming back up through the back of his mouth.
If you still have the alcohol in your system, you probably shouldn't have started drinking again.
Well, I did Bacardi and Dr. Pepper because I was just trying to get a little. Different flair so that it didn't taste the same, and it tasted like, remember when you're a little kid and you get sick and your parents gave you that grape shit,
the
Dimetap.
Yes, that's what it tasted like.
I used to love that stuff. I'd just sit there and drink it even if I wasn't sick.
I poured myself a Diet Coke last week and John just put a splash of rum in it while I was doing dishes, and I take a drink. I'm like, did you put alcohol in here? And he's like, I just wanted to see if you know. Just a little splash.
Is that what you were getting high on before Robitussin? Dimetap?
Yeah, it never had that effect, or maybe I just don't remember it having that effect on me, but I don't remember, because I've seen guys, Robitussin was big when I was in high school, and I saw guys that would just drink like an entire bottle and think they could fly, and I don't remember Dimetap ever having that effect on me.
Well, I always thought I could fly. Maybe that's what I was doing.
I don't think that was medication.
So I got to ask
and
you.
And I kicked ass that day at pool. I beat Tommy and
yeah, I got a bunch of text messages on Saturday complaining about you and your team whooping the shit out of those guys.
Well, I'm 7-1 on that team, and I'm like 1-7 on Brad's team. And Brad was just so everybody listening, Brad was on both teams. That's why I played on a team with him, and then I played against him one night. And I'm really horrible on his team.
Yeah, I know I'm on that team.
Yeah, we all are.
So I told him, like, I said, I got to use your team to keep my rating down. I shoot too good on this team. He didn't like that. He told me to go away from his table.
I can imagine. I was going to ask you, did you go out and you order any of those drinks that we talked about last time, and did you get video?
No Irish cum shots. I didn't order any of those, but we did have a crack pipe. And it was pretty tasty.
Somebody's playing draw something around me. I hear a little beep, 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 beep.
This week, though, Jose Cuervo Silver, the new Jose Cuervo Silver, and pineapple juice. That's gonna be a tasty little morsel. Try that one out.
That just doesn't sound good at all to me.
The Cuervo Silver, it is really smooth.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a good tequila.
Because when I think of Cuervo, I think bottom shelf tequila.
When I think of tequila, I don't think of pineapple juice.
Yeah, I think that's the other thing. Because tequila is like the only thing I can drink, being allergic for some reason.
Like if you have to drink like a shitty tequila, and Cuervo is not a bad tequila. Like when you, it's like there's some bottom shelf. When you don't get Cuervo at any bar that you just go and order tequila at. You will never get Cuervo.
Okay, I don't order drinks in bars, but
not the Cuervo. I mean, there's like steps like Cuervo 1800 and Silver and Platinum and but it's not bad. I actually prefer Cuervo more than a lot of the upper echelon tequilas. But the new one, the Cuervo Silver, is it's pretty tasty.
Only when speaking about liquor are you going to hear John use a big SAT word like echelon.
he won't use it after he's been drinking.
And he'll try.
He'll try, yeah.
And about the pineapple juice, if like you have to drink like a shitty tequila, chase it with pineapple juice, and it just snaps all that nasty tequila.
I guess it's just when I think pineapple juice is a mixer, I think of rum. I don't know why.
I think vodka would be more of a... Well, I guess like Malibu, pineapple Malibu. Rum.
I don't know. I guess you can mix anything with anything if you want to.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit back and stay out of this conversation because I'm the last person that can talk about alcohols. Because like I said, the only thing I can drink is tequila.
Like red rum. That's my favorite rum. Red rum and pineapple juice, that'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably add some more shit in there too. What's the matter, Jason? You tweaking? Dimetapp on the way over here?
I think so. Jason's
over here staring at, like, snapping around his head, looking at the ceiling. And
I'm like a dog that saw a squirrel.
But Cuervo Silver and pineapple juice, did you drink this week?
Yep, that's going to be a good one.
All right. I want to mention, I mentioned the show up at Haley's and Tony V's. I also want to mention this. 8 Days Clean. Playing their last show ever as a band down at Louis G's this week on 420. Price of the show is free with a food donation, and I think doors open at 6, show starts at 8. So if you're in the Fife area on Friday 420 and you want to go check out a really good show,
eight days clean on 420.
Yeah, I know. They're all recovering addicts, and I think that's why they're doing this as their final show. They're playing their final show on 420 as kind of a solidarity thing. But we're going to go ahead and play one of their songs right now. This is 8 Days Clean with Angel of Nothing right here on The Family Meeting.
Oh!
That was 8 Days Clean with Angela Nothing. Make sure you follow us on Facebook. Hit us up on Facebook. Go to our fan page and like us. Follow me on Twitter at JohnCurtis316. Make sure you log in and listen to the Jay Random Show Mondays at 4 p.m.
My Twitter is KristaCurtis1, C-H-R-I-S-T-A, Curtis1.
And mine is JasonCurtis925. Keep listening to the aquariums coming up next with Kingfish and Big Mike right here on NWCZRadio.com.